Hello and welcome. Today, we're going to explore the Brady List, a critical tool in ensuring fairness, transparency, and accountability within our criminal justice system. You may have heard of it in connection with landmark Supreme Court cases like Brady v. Maryland and Giglio v. United States, which require prosecutors to disclose evidence that may impact a defendant's guilt, punishment, or the credibility of key witnesses, including law enforcement officers. But what makes the Brady List so important today? Let me walk you through its key functions and how it's changing the way justice is served. First and foremost, the Brady List ensures enforcement discretion. It's crucial to understand that this platform does not rely on machine learning, artificial intelligence, or any other automated coded mechanisms to make decisions. This list is human-driven, preserving the nuanced discretion necessary for each case. Law enforcement agencies maintain control over the process, making sure that officers' conduct is evaluated fairly and accurately. Next, the platform is designed to empower prosecutorial disclosure. While prosecutors have long been required to share Brady material, this can be a complex and time-consuming task, especially across large jurisdictions. The Brady List simplifies this by automating the compilation of data across entire jurisdictions, ensuring prosecutors have what they need to fulfill their disclosure obligations effectively and efficiently. It's a groundbreaking resource that streamlines the process of identifying potential credibility issues. But that's not all. The Brady List also enables judicial oversight in a way never before possible. It is the first platform of its kind that serves the judiciary by ensuring the proper delivery of Brady material disclosures. This means judges now have a direct line to review whether Brady evidence has been handled and disclosed appropriately, safeguarding the integrity of the trial process. At the heart of this innovation is a commitment to building trust in the community through transparency. Unlike closed-door systems, this Brady List is and always will be open to the public. By giving everyone from legal professionals to everyday citizens access to this information, we foster an environment of openness and accountability, critical to maintaining public confidence in the justice system. Finally, the Brady List is about demonstrating accountability across the board. It encourages law enforcement, prosecutors, and the judiciary to showcase their entire workflow, from the intake of complaints through categorization, investigation, and the final resolution. By documenting each step, the Brady List provides a clear, transparent record of how justice is pursued and delivered, ensuring that the highest standards of conduct are maintained. In summary, the Brady List is revolutionizing the way we ensure fairness in our justice system. By promoting discretion, empowering prosecutors, enabling judicial oversight, and fostering transparency, it stands as a beacon of accountability. Thank you for joining me, and remember, an informed and transparent justice system is one where trust and fairness can thrive. In the state of Georgia, Brady disclosures, those crucial pieces of evidence that could exonerate a defendant, are woefully ignored, especially when it comes to law enforcement misconduct, complaints, and use of force reports. Georgia fails to meet the requirements of the U.S. Constitution. This isn't just a failure of isolated actors, it's systemic. Our Constitution mandates fair trials and due process under the 5th, 6th, and 14th Amendments. Yet Georgia remains out of compliance, leaving its judicial system crippled by repeated violations. In Georgia, Brady disclosures are treated more as an afterthought than a constitutional requirement. Prosecutors, such as Fulton County's Fannie Willis, allegedly disregard their Brady obligations. Take the Trump trial, where Willis faced allegations of misconduct, overshadowing the pursuit of justice with claims of undisclosed evidence and conflicts of interest. Similarly, the Young Thug trial is riddled with Brady violations, where defense attorneys repeatedly argue that exculpatory evidence has been withheld, yet these trials persist, despite fundamental breaches of constitutional rights. Who is responsible for Georgia's constitutional breakdown? Governor Brian Kemp, as the state's highest executive officer, Governor Kemp holds the ultimate responsibility for ensuring that Georgia's legal system adheres to constitutional standards. However, under his leadership, there has been no significant push to ensure that Brady violations are addressed. Where are the reforms? What action has he taken to ensure all law enforcement and prosecutors follow the law? His silence on the matter speaks volumes. Attorney General Chris Carr, As the state's top legal officer, Carr should ensure that prosecutors and law enforcement officers follow Brady requirements. Yet his office has failed to take any substantive action to enforce compliance across the state. This leaves a gaping hole in the justice system as misconduct continues unchecked. Carr could easily mandate rigorous oversight of Brady disclosures, yet he has remained complicit in the failure. Chief Justice Michael Boggs of the Georgia Supreme Court. Justice Boggs, head of the judicial branch, has also not taken significant action to ensure that courts rigorously enforce Brady requirements. The courts are the last line of defense, but without proactive steps, they continue to preside over cases tainted by misconduct. How long will the judiciary allow such violations to persist? Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger. While primarily responsible for elections, Raffensperger has a broader duty to ensure the integrity of Georgia's governmental systems. However, when it comes to addressing systemic failures like those in the criminal justice system, his silence contributes to the state's noncompliance. Georgia Post, Peace Officer Standards and Training Council. The head of Georgia Post, whose role is to oversee law enforcement standards, has done little to ensure accountability. Officers involved in misconduct often remain shielded, as their records are not fully disclosed. Georgia Post has a duty to maintain integrity, but its inaction allows bad actors to remain within the system. The State Bar of Georgia. The bar is responsible for regulating lawyers, but its leadership has failed to hold prosecutors accountable for Brady violations. A legal system where such violations go unpunished is a system that no longer serves justice. Georgia is not just out of compliance with the U.S. Constitution, it's actively undermining the right to a fair trial. High-profile cases like the Young Thug trial, riddled with Brady violations and Fannie Willis's alleged misconduct in the Trump case, are not outliers. They're symptoms of a much deeper issue. The Brady List, a tool designed to ensure transparency regarding law enforcement misconduct, is one potential solution, but Georgia refuses to adopt it. Every day this goes unresolved, taxpayers foot the bill for overturned convictions, civil lawsuits, and a broken justice system. The state must act now. The longer Georgia delays, the more rights will be trampled, and the greater the cost, both moral and financial.